Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers of Todd Yeagley, who are ranked number one in the country, continue their winning streak and their shutout streak last night as they defeated 19th-ranked Kentucky 2-0 at Jerry Yeagley Field in Bill Armstrong Stadium. The shutout streak, which began the day at 599 minutes and 36 seconds, added 90 more minutes to the total as the Hoosiers were pressured but bent but never broke at the back as Trey Muse, the freshman goalkeeper from Louisville, made 6 saves. Goals on the night were scored by defender Timmy Mell and senior forward Rashad Hyacinth. Mell and Hyacinth both picked up their 3rd goals of the season. The story, though, has been Indiana's defense, and it's been their scoring. Now 32 goals for, only 2 goals given up. It's a streak of 13 unbeaten, 11-0-2 for the Hoosiers. They have now won 7 straight, and they've also won 7 straight by shutout. That is a brand new school record. And anytime you can set a school record at this program with the rich and deep history of Indiana men's soccer, it's nothing to sneeze at. The Hoosiers, interestingly enough, sit 3rd place in Big Ten play. They'll welcome in the 19th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes on Sunday afternoon for a 3 p.m. kickoff to match Michigan and Maryland on wins in league play. Again, they're unbeaten, but haven't played as many Big Ten games as Maryland. 4-0-2 on top of the league. Michigan 4-1-1. Indiana 3-0-2. That's your top 3 in the Big Ten standings on a Thursday afternoon. Local soccer picks back up this weekend with the regionals. The 5th-ranked South boys of Kevin Sparks will take on Columbus East at Seymour, and Ian Rickerby's South Panther girls will host their regional. They'll play at noon as well against Castle. So a very busy weekend of soccer here in Bloomington. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Ron Helmer's women's Indiana cross country runners have achieved their highest ranking in school history, and the leader of that pack is redshirt junior Catherine Receiver from Louisville, Kentucky.
Flying along, you've had 2 races. Assess your performance.
Like Coach Helmer says, it takes a race to get going. So the first race didn't feel that great, but just getting another chance to race that next weekend was a confidence booster because it went a little better. And
why did it go better in the second one? Just knocking the rust off?
Yeah, just the first one I think was a little bit of a rust buster, and then we were on our home course, and I think that was definitely an advantage for us. Just getting that point in the season where I'm starting to show my fitness, I guess.
And talking about your team, it's the highest ranking in school history right now. What has brought this group together, and why have you achieved so highly so quickly?
I think a lot of our team for a while was young and we couldn't really get a grip. It was like we every year seemed to be, oh, we're young again, we're young again. And finally, you know, either people left or people got hurt or quit, and finally we got a grip on a good group of girls that want to be here and want to get better. And I think that it just took the right group of people. And finally, after year 2 of allowing all of the younger girls, and we got the right group of people to develop, everyone's starting to get better. Everyone's seeing everyone else around them improve. And they're like, wow, we want to be good. Because for a while, we saw the boys team, you know, like going to nationals and doing well. And I mean, I absolutely believe that we can be there. And I believe it now that everyone's performing so well. But it's just taken a lot of hard work and seeing everyone around us do the right things and set it up.
The Hoosiers run in Wisconsin this weekend, then are back for the Big Ten Championships at IU's course on October 27th. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.